You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to get action with Action Station Aotearoa, the segment where we chat with the people campaigning for a fairer future.
In 1915, the Ottoman Empire began a campaign of arrests, deportations, death marches, and massacres that we now call the Armenian Genocide. The campaign itself took place in a wider context of Armenian persecution, but between the years 1915 and 16, 1.5 million Armenians, alongside Assyrians and Greeks, were killed. The term genocide was not coined until several decades later, but the academic consensus is that the massacres, rapes, deportations, and destruction of Armenian cultural heritage that took place readily meets the criteria of the term. At the time, members of parliament in New Zealand, including the Prime Minister, decried the atrocities, with at least one representative pointing to what seemed like the murder of the entire Armenian nation. However, New Zealand is not one of the 34 governments and parliaments that officially recognise the Armenian genocide. This position is in line with the successor state to the Ottoman Empire, Turkey's, protracted campaign of denial to this day. So for this week's Get Action, I spoke to Lo Alin on their petition for New Zealand to formally recognise the Armenian genocide.
Kia ora, Lo. So first of all, can you tell us a bit about what your petition is calling for?
Kia ora. Yeah, thanks for having me on. So basically, my petition is urging the New Zealand government to formally recognize the Armenian Genocide of 1915. So the Ottoman Empire murdered up to 1.5 million Armenians, half a million Assyrians, and 350,000 Greeks. And at the time, many other countries recognized it as an atrocity, but the word genocide didn't exist yet. So in the years since, genocide scholars overwhelmingly agree that the actions of the Ottoman Empire do constitute a genocide, but some countries, including New Zealand and Australia, refuse to use that term. So it's been a big movement within the Armenian diaspora to try and get our countries to tell the truth and acknowledge our history. The United States finally recognized the Armenian Genocide in 2021. Canada and Mexico recognize it, as well as Russia, most of Europe, most of Latin America. So to me, I honestly see it as very shameful that a country like New Zealand, which claims to be a world leader, still hasn't taken this pretty basic step of acknowledging history. So my petition is trying to right that wrong.
Yeah, so in recent times, governments of the day in New Zealand have kind of couched statements on the Armenian mm-hmm. genocide in this kind of language that directs the responsibility of calling it a genocide to the parties involved. So, for example, John Key's office said it was down to those directly concerned to work through. Mm-hmm. Jacinda Ardern called it significant and tragic, but again said it was down to a reconciliation process for the parties involved, as did Nanaia Mahuta, the then Minister of Foreign Affairs. Mm-hmm. Now, the Green Party has maintained a position of recognition, but I imagine the response to this petition by the government, whether this government or potentially a different one come November, would be that New Zealanders have bigger concerns right now than something that happened over 100 years ago. What would you say to that? Why does recognition of the genocide matter?
Yeah, so recognition of the genocide, while it does seem like, you know, it's something that happened 111 years ago now, it is still really relevant today because denial of genocide paves the way for future genocide to happen. So we saw in 1939, Adolf Hitler has a quote saying, "Who does now speak of the annihilation of the Armenians?" as a justification for invading Poland. You know, he saw it as something he could get away with because other countries had gotten away with it in the past. So we have a responsibility, no matter what time, no matter what place in the world, we have a responsibility to acknowledge the history so that we can ensure it doesn't happen again. And, you know, we do have a lot of stuff going on in the world today, and that just calls to attention even more the need for truth and history and learning from the past instead of allowing it to repeat itself.
Right, and I mean, a few examples of that would be the current genocide in Gaza, which
exactly.
I don't believe the government has recognized as such. And I think also a little bit further back, while we did have our parliament condemn the ethnic cleansing of Uyghurs in China, the Labour government did change the wording at the time to exclude the word genocide.
Yeah, no, and that's something that I'm incredibly passionate about as well. I've been involved with Palestine advocacy movements for the last several years, and the way I see it, you know, if we can't have the spine to acknowledge a genocide of the past, how are we going to acknowledge and fight against genocides today?
So part of the impetus for your petition was the recent marking of the Armenian Genocide Remembrance Day, which was on 24th of April, and recognises what's generally seen to be the beginning of the Armenian Genocide, when generally Armenian scholars and leaders were removed from Istanbul and the kind of genocide began at that moment. That's obviously very close to another commemorative day that's quite significant to Aotearoa New Zealand. So what's the connection between Anzac Day and the Armenian Genocide?
Yeah, so there's actually a really strong connection that has been absolutely wild for me to uncover, because this is something that is not widely taught. But yeah, like you said, the 24th of April marks the beginning of the Armenian Genocide, and then the very next day, the Anzacs landed in Gallipoli. So the Anzacs were actually among the first to witness firsthand the atrocities that were happening in the Ottoman Empire against Armenians, Assyrians, and Greeks. The Ottomans, there's some really incredible stories, actually, of Anzacs trying to rescue Armenian refugees and Armenian prisoners as the Anzacs were also being taken prisoners of war. And then the Anzacs often wrote letters back home to Australia and New Zealand telling about the things that they were witnessing, which are some really incredible firsthand documents that we can use today, but also sparked a huge movement in Australia and New Zealand of regular civilians coming together to raise money and to try and support Armenian refugees as best as they could from across the world. There's a Armenian orphanage in Beirut that was actually founded by a couple from Christchurch, which is just absolutely incredible example of international solidarity and recognizing the need and really standing up and answering that call for support. So, you know, Australians and New Zealanders have always been on the right side of this. It's just that now our governments refuse to acknowledge it.
Yeah, and I believe that orphanage was opened by two Cantabrians, John mm-hmm. and Lydia Knudsen. And I think you might have been alluding to Robert Nicole and Alexander Nimmo, who were two Anzacs who defended fleeing Armenians. I believe Robert Nicole was killed while doing so. So a recent paper put out by Associate Professors Maria Amudian and Catherine Smits of the University of Auckland, they recently published an article describing how New Zealand's lack of recognition is quite closely tied to the significance of the Anzac story to our national identity. Mm-hmm. Having recognition of the genocide might disrupt this kind of idea of gentlemanly warfare between two victims of empire, and this idea of enemies become friends. Further, when the Parliament of New South Wales, that's, mind you, that's not the whole of Australia, just the Parliament of New South Wales, recognised the Armenian Genocide in 2013, Turkey threatened to revoke visas for Anzac commemorations in Gallipoli. Now, given the close proximity between Armenian Genocide Remembrance and Anzac Day, recognition of the genocide might compromise New Zealand visits to Gallipoli or Anzac commemorations. Is this something that we should be concerned about?
I mean, I didn't grow up here, and so I can't speak to I know that Anzac Day is incredibly important to a lot of people here, and they definitely want to honor their family members, their ancestors who died in Gallipoli, and I 100% agree with that and support that. And I absolutely think that we should honor the people who have died in warfare. At the same time, when that honoring and that commemoration relies on ignoring and suppressing history and ignoring and suppressing another subsection of the population. I think it goes from, you know, this well-intentioned desire to support and uplift, and, you know, instead gets turned into something different. And so, yeah, I completely agree with the, you know, honoring of Anzac soldiers, especially, you know, the Anzac soldiers who supported Armenians. And I think that that's the history that we should be really be honoring. That's the history that we can look to as the bravery of the Anzac soldiers. But if that comes at the cost of Armenian lives and at the ignorance and widespread genocide denial, I think we need to be looking into other solutions.
Loaline, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That was Loaline, campaigner calling for New Zealand to officially recognise the Armenian genocide. If you're interested in signing their petition, you can find it on the Action Station website. You'll also be able to find it in the description for this interview on our BCast page.
That was Get Action with Action Station Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/BCasts.